Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A car scooter accident north of Sheldon Wednesday claimed the life of a 15-year-old. The Iowa State Patrol said the accident occurred at 12:30 p.m. at the intersection of Iowa Highway 60 and 280th Street east of Ritter in northern O'Brien County. The victim, who was not identified, was riding a scooter motorcycle west on 280th and was in the intersection at Iowa Highway 60. The rider crossed the southbound lanes of 60 into the path of a vehicle driven by 71-year-old Bonnie Jean Allison at Spencer. The teen suffered life-threatening injuries in the crash and later died of those injuries. Allison was not injured in the crash. The State Patrol continues to investigate. A Sioux Center teen was injured Tuesday morning in an accident on Fig Avenue, 4 miles west of Sioux Center. 16-year-old Savannah DeGroote was driving a car northbound on Fig when she lost control of the vehicle, entered a ditch, and rolled. DeGroote was taken by Sioux Center ambulance to Sioux Center Health for treatment of her injuries. She was cited for failure to maintain control of her motor vehicle. The Marcus Fair is preparing for its 86th run. Jake Water is a member of the Marcus Community Fair Board. He says that the fair is an institution in Cherokee County.
It's been a long-running fair and free gate because we have excellent support from our fairgoers for fundraisers and donations throughout the year and ticket sales for cash drawing. So everything at the fair is free. So it's a fun time every summer and got something for everyone.
Water says the community's gotten behind the fair for decades.
Just the support from the community, it's just the big event for the summer. People come back far and wide for class reunions, family reunions. We pull in, livestock from all the county areas. It's an open fair, so, the livestock quality is excellent. People come from all across the nation to come back and visit classmates and family over the weekend as well.
The Marcus Fair has some established events and some new ones. The 86th Marcus Community Fair is August 11 through 14. Admission is free. The complete schedule of events can be found at marcuscommunityfair.com. Three state agencies are developing guidelines and real-time resources for city and county officials who may have to restrict water usage during a drought emergency. Tim Hall of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the first-ever state drought plan would leave decisions about limiting water usage to local officials. In July, state officials hosted meetings in Sioux City, Cedar Rapids, and Creston to hear from water utilities, local communities, county emergency managers, and industries that use water. A final virtual meeting was held Wednesday morning with about 70 representatives of those groups.
We're almost to the end of the stakeholder input piece. We have a science and data team that we've pulled together that's looking at information that's available and how we might establish some trigger mechanisms for the state. So we're right in the middle of developing the heavy-duty stuff of the plan right now.
Hall is the Hydrology Resources Coordinator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Today, he will be issuing a statewide summary of water resources. He says water levels in some areas of northwest Iowa are alarmingly low, but he says the situation isn't currently as dire as the last major drought of 2012. And Sioux City Fire Rescue has released additional details about an incident at a cell tower Monday afternoon. A worker who was part of a crew conducting special maintenance on the tower became trapped 200 feet above the ground. A pole had pinned his foot to the tower. Emergency responders were called to the location just before 5 p.m. Two co-workers were able to free the victim and lower him to a platform about 150 feet up. Sioux City Fire Rescue then climbed the tower to the staging platform and safely lowered the patient to the ground. He was then transported to a local hospital for treatment. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.